This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado gained 500 jobs in September. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's the first monthly jobs update for the state from the federal agency since the U.S. government reopened last month. The monthly numbers are preliminary and are revised as more information comes in. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate declined slightly to 4.1%. Cheaper cars pollute more, according to a new study. CPR's Tegan Wendland reports on the research out of Britain.
The study monitored 50,000 cars with remote sensors, measuring emissions. They found that more expensive cars emitted less carbon dioxide, and low-income people are more likely to own cheaper, higher-emitting vehicles. Researchers looked at diesel cars, which are more common in Europe, and they say spending an extra $11,000 on a car can decrease emissions by 40%. The study calls on policymakers around the world to use taxes, rebates, and incentives to help more people get efficient cars. For CPR News, I'm Tegan Wendland.
A coalition of Greeley organizations is launching a major effort to help kids and families spend more time outdoors. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The initiative, called Generation Wild Greeley, is backed by a $1.75 million grant from Great Outdoors Colorado. It aims to connect all children, especially those on the city's underserved east side, with nature. That'll happen through expanded programming, community events, field trips, and improvements to local parks and natural areas. Students at the University of Northern Colorado's Active Schools Institute will help gather and analyze data to guide the five-year project. Community organizations will also play a major role in the initiative. It kicks off early next year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And a new state initiative offers free training for Colorado's child care providers. The program is known as the Essential Business Skills for Child Care Administrators. It will also offer one-on-one advice for business owners at no to low cost. Officials say the goal is to help child care providers start new businesses and grow existing ones. On-demand courses are available, as well as in-person and hybrid sessions.